Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And this segment of the Common Sense Show is brought to you by the NanoSoma Liquid Spray. If I had to only choose one product to have in my medicine chest, it would be this. Now, this product doesn't cure anything, but it boosts your immune system to such a level that it can fight off unbelievable challenges. I know this saved my life 18 months ago. And the other NanoSoma products, the gel for your joints, the cuts and burns cream, which I've had, all great stuff. The starter pack, all three, was 15% off. But this is the keynote. This can be taken in any amount because it's all natural. This is a lifesaver. Go to IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. I have so many conflicting emotions and substantiated facts today. I've sat here for 15 minutes deciding what comes first, what comes second. I don't think I can predict an order that is superior to another order of shows to present. The segments today are going to be all over the map, but there's a central theme. We're going to war. The economy is on the verge of collapse, and this didn't come in the last 8 months. This was 4 previous years of concentrated effort. We are in a lot of trouble, and I want to start with what happened in Glendale, Arizona yesterday with Charlie Kirk. The level of security was off the charts. The event itself was an unmitigated disaster in terms of organization. People bum rushing the gates, no one there to control, one person in the parking lot to direct tens of thousands of people. It was chaotic. Even the concessions, you had to be there. If you were going to get in, you had to be there by about 6 a.m. for the gates opening between 7 and 7:30. Originally, they said it would be 8. The event didn't start until 11, so you're there 5 hours in advance. And the concessions, you could wait in line for 90 minutes. That's what some people were telling us. My son waited in line for a little bit of pizza for about 45 minutes. That's chaotic. And people had to eat and they wouldn't let you bring food in. Oh, they let the media bring food in. They wouldn't let the people. So the organization was a disaster, unmitigated disaster. Now, the event itself was very well organized. 5 hours of 25 speakers. And most people, I'm sure at home, online, around the world, were riveted. There were people in this administration that I know for a fact who loved Charlie Kirk, felt they were indebted to Charlie Kirk for the overcoming the liberal establishment in the last election. And they sincerely feel that way. And Charlie does deserve a huge portion of the credit for the 2024 election. There's no question. The movement's going to grow. There's no question about that. And some of the growth will be permanent. You know what they say in business? 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Yeah, but we're going to see at least a 20% increase in volume for Turning Point. And this is critical for capturing minds of the young, not for propaganda, but to keep them open. Also, to lead them to Jesus, so there'll be moral people that will make right choices when it comes to voting. And I think there you have your motive for why Charlie is no longer with us, because he was too effective. I mean, President Trump said as much of that yesterday in his speech, too effective. But I'm going to tell you there's another factor here. And it occurred to me while watching the event, of which, by the way, there were snipers everywhere, which was a good thing. The security was well organized. The organization of crowd was non-existent. And I don't blame Turning Point. The Secret Service took over the operation. To hell with the public. But I will tell you, there was great honor paid to Charlie. And really, Charlie and Erica, because she was a big part of what he was doing. Let's make no mistake about it. And this is a person who's started two other businesses. She is no one's fool. She's immensely talented and intelligent and hardworking. Was quite a dynamic couple. And the accolades that were given, they were from the heart. But there was an overriding theme. I have never seen an event where you had the president and the vice president together. That's a huge no-no. I've seen in the past where the president and vice president wanted to go to the same sporting event and set apart, and the Secret Service wouldn't let them. Why was the exception made yesterday? There's actually protocols in effect. The president and vice president cannot be at the same event. And I know there's been a couple of exceptions, but even at conventions, you bring one in, you take the other out. And they might allow a little overlap. I was stunned to see the Secretary of War, the head of intelligence, and not that their comments weren't sincere. I'm not saying anything there. But there was a theme that ran parallel to remembering Charlie. And this is where I need to get your attention because your actions over the next several days could potentially save your life. We're going to cover a number of stories today to illustrate this point. But there was a theme of patriotism that ran parallel to remembering Charlie's great work and honoring the person that he was. And that was sincere. Here's what I saw, and I walked away. And then I look at other news items, and the dots start connecting. I am not saying that President Trump has not done good things in Washington, D.C., and that good things are going to happen against groups like TDA in Chicago, and crime is not going to diminish in Memphis. But there's a parallel. We're getting used to seeing the military on the streets of America. And I'm not saying that it's not needed. They're crying. I mean, you got a governor in Illinois who thinks that 64 people shot and 9 people killed over a weekend is acceptable numbers in one city. That's about as depraved of leadership as you're ever going to see. So I'm not saying that this doesn't serve a noble purpose, but you're also seeing masking, and no, not the kind to conceal identity, which I understand. I get that because of the retaliation factor against personnel off duty and their families. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we're seeing equipment that you would don in the aftermath of a nuclear attack, minus hazmat, but the kind of gas mask they're using, very high tech, very high tech. And then there are things that we're going to cover to add to what's going on. China, Russia, and Iran. In particular, in domestic violence in this country perpetrated by Maduro. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. It's already in our face. What I'm telling you is the Charlie Kirk event, sincere in its honoring a great American hero, carried a dual purpose, stir up patriotism for the purpose of going to war. And the signs are everywhere. They hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday as I was watching speaker after speaker. And they're attaching God to this to give it legitimacy. Self-defense is biblical. How aggressive, how offensive the posture is going to be going forward is not quite revealed. That would not be biblical. We have a lot on the plate today. We're going to unfold it for you right here on the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. Thank you for joining us. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. And we are brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. And what the Magic Dicol products are really good at? Well, we're going to show you here. This is absolutely phenomenal. We're brought to you by the Magic Dicol products and the NanoSoma liquid spray. And you're looking also at the NanoSoma topical gel and the skin cream. Let's go in reverse order. The skin cream is great. It's a vanity cream. Fine lines and wrinkles disappear. I used it to treat a very severe cut. Needed 4 to 6 stitches. I said, I'm not doing that. I don't want to go wait on the emergency room, pay those exorbitant fees. So I put this cream on it, wrapped it up. 2 weeks later, you saw the result. No scar, it's gone, no stitches. The flagship product is the NanoSoma liquid, which I took when I basically call it a death sentence. Strip lung linings from RSV, nothing else was working. Dave, this is going to be a gradual decline for you. It's not going to end well. Well, this product brought me back. Thanks to my friend Scotty Sachs, NanoSoma liquid spray. Get 3 bottles of this in the starter pack. The NanoSoma gel, you get the one. And what does that do? Well, when I started to get back in the gym after I started recovering, where I couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs, once I was back in the gym in about 2 to 3 weeks, lightly, I had joint inflammation again, bone on bone, caused me to stop playing basketball years ago. So what did I do? Well, Scotty said, hey, Dave, take the gel, rub it on. Took 2 to 3 months. Today, I can do what I want to do, whether it's deadlifts, squats, sled pulls, sprints, and my knees don't swell. Oh, I get sore as heck in my muscles, but not my joints, because it produces pluripotent stem cells. All this together is the starter pack, 15% off. I owe these products my life and then my lifestyle. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we are under a mistaken assumption. Why are you coming to Chicago? Says Governor Pritzker, Mayor Johnson of Chicago. There's no problem here. We got the gang problem under control. And then you had the Aurora mayor, you had the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, you had the Aurora police chief, my hometown, saying, there's no problem with TDA. They're not doing all the things. That's right-wing media conspiracy crap. So with the idea that a picture is worth a thousand words, let's just watch. First of all, you got a rifle with a scope on it. Does that look like a common criminal weapon to you? Do I have to say more? I think it's really quite clear that the visual evidence, the testimony, the police encounters they've had with TDA in Chicago, where cops had a choice. We played that recording on air. Do we go to domestic dispute, which is a dangerous call for police officers, or do we go interrupt TDA taking over Chicago apartment buildings? They went to the domestic dispute. But then we have the liberals say there's no harm, there's no foul, there's no problem. We don't need Trump's help. We got everything under control. Well, the citizens tell a different story. What you just saw was videographic evidence of a crime happening with takeover of apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado on Colfax Avenue. Actually, this apartment building is about 3 blocks from my very first job at McDonald's when I was in high school. I'm very, very familiar with the area. It's run down. It's the home today of high crime, drugs, prostitution. But nonetheless, there are people that live in these areas that aren't criminals, that are being victimized by gangs like this. Well, this is also going on in Chicago. It's not just a criminal problem. And is Trump justified in doing what he's doing? I believe that case has already been made. But here's what concerns me. You saw the heavily armed nature of this group, TDA from Venezuela. We are in a standoff with TDA. We've blown up 3 of their boats. We've killed multiple accused drug traffickers. And Maduro has said he's going to get back at us. You don't think that the TDA here that came from prisons, released by Maduro, sent to America to cause mayhem, you don't think that they could be part of organized terrorist activities? Well, if you don't think that's possible, I got swampland in Florida that I'd like to sell you. But this goes even further. You don't think there's other foreign influences besides Venezuela? We have Hamas, we have Hezbollah, we got MS-13. Gee, I think I just mentioned about five countries of origin there. Different continents. But if this goes kinetic, and I think the Charlie Kirk incident's going to be what we would call a trigger event. This is my fear. When we look back in history, no one could have predicted when the Archduke Francis Ferdinand and his wife were assassinated by a Serbian national extremist. We could not have predicted at that time that there'd be World War I as a result. No one guessed that. Same here with Charlie Kirk. I believe that his death could lead to these increased incidences of violence. And I believe that this could go kinetic and we'll see all kinds of foreign actors and terrorists inside of our country, basically putting us in a state of civil war. Not necessarily civil war in the form we saw in 1861 to 1865, with clear geographic division lines, north versus south, blue versus gray. It's just red versus blue, and also law-abiding versus terrorism. And this could spread with foreign actors seeking to undermine the United States. Let's see, do we have illegal Chinese in the country? Well, we've shown you the pictures. Border Patrol interdicting. We've interviewed a Border Patrol officer that actually gave us details on these Chinese, how many, where they were going, how they had military characteristics. And they're here in this country. And the terrorist groups get caught. And then you have MS-13. And here's the scary part about MS-13. They're used throughout Latin America as cartel assassins for political and journalistic opponents. And you put all these foreign components together, because we're basically in a Cold War with China, we're in a Cold War with Russia. We're in a semi-hot war with Iran, given that incident that with the bombing. And then, of course, we have the influx of these people into our country. What do you think this could lead to? Yet, no one in the mainstream media is talking about this. Nobody. No harm, no foul. There's no crime. This is fascism. This is federal takeover of cities. This is Hitler at work. And they're totally ignoring the threat. And then we have the paid actors, white liberals, assaulting ICE, blocking ICE driveways. What was that firebombing incident we saw yesterday? Slicing the tires of an ICE vehicle. I could go on and on and on and on. It is illegal to interfere with federal officials in the commission of their duty. Yet this is exactly what we are seeing. And my fear is it's not just going to be domestic violence. It's going to be domestic terrorism that could grow to infinite proportions. And if we were to go to serious war with Venezuela, Russia, or China, or Iran, four fronts, if we were to do that, you don't think all hell will be not be unleashed in this country? And what we see with the people celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk, yay, yay, he deserved it. Coming from different walks of life, but one political persuasion, you don't think that that movement is going to grow into the main population? You say, well, Dave, they're in the minority. Well, only 3% of the people in the United States, then the colonies, participated in the American Revolution, and look what happened. We have much greater penetration by the left into institutions, regular life, society, our civilization as a whole. It's way higher than 20%, 3%. I think it's closer, as I just said, to 20%. This is scary for me. And it should be frightening for you. And yeah, I sometimes wake up at night thinking about this, because this is a real and legitimate threat. Is it here right now? No, but the powder keg has been lit. And I think the Charlie Kirk assassination is the potential trigger event. History will be the judge down the road, but I fear this is what we're looking at. We're having our Archduke moment. And what will this eventually lead to? If you were to ask me for my best guess about what it'll lead to, best case scenario, Bosnia, 1992, where walking to a grocery store is an experience. Experience where you could be taken out by a sniper, attacked by a gang of thugs. Racial and ethnic violence were off the charts. People would hide at night with their lights off, some of them living in their bombed out houses and buildings. And life was pure hell, and it was one day of survival after the other. That's the best case scenario if we go south in our violence. If we get foreign intervention, all bets are off. Okay, so this is what I'm going to tell you. People say, well, we need to do something. I agree. I agree. I think President Trump is trying to negate some of the threat. It's not about getting the people who manicure our lawns and wait on us in restaurants. Okay, I don't care about those people being deported. Okay, we have much bigger problems. What I do care about is what you just saw on the tape and these groups and the politicians who defend them. So, what's the answer? I think what Trump is doing is a good first start, but I think the problem may have evolved beyond his ability to battle it. I give him credit for doing his best. I would say this. People say, well, do something. Prayer is an affirmative action and it's scientifically proven. And forget the science. How about the spirituality? Pray for peace. Pray the evil will be stricken down by our Creator and they'll be stopped. In the meantime, don't fuel the fire and engage in needless, violent rhetoric or actions that can lead to violence. Walk away. Don't have to prove you're the better man. Walk away. Don't fuel the situation. But I will say this, as volatile as this country is right now, you better have your preps in order because you don't know when disruptions could come. Hell, you could have a natural disaster making you glad you had your preps. But I think you need to be worried about how far this will go. If you think this ends with Charlie Kirk and the people that are cheering are just satisfied with that event, you need to pay closer attention. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. Hey, here's the bottom line. We have conflicting stories. And we have conflicting stories because of the nature of the mainstream media. We have conflicting stories because you're not mature enough or wise enough, or you should be kept in the dark enough to control. We're going to talk about what we know from European press releases, not our own mainstream media, about what Russia is up to. This is downright scary. We are brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen from BioTrust. This product does exactly what it says it does, and you can go and see the research at healthwithdave.com. Easy to see, easy to understand. And unlike a lot of entities, they actually tell you what's in it and what it does. And what it does, it replaces lost collagen, energy, wrinkles, nails that are brittle, joints that are sore, hair that's falling out. All can be reversed with this collagen replacement product. All you got to do is go to healthwithdave.com. And here's the best thing for a surety. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. And you get 53% off. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right, we have reports coming out of even Germany, even France, out of Scandinavia. They're worried. Russia has said, we're done messing around. You've pushed us to the brink. And what Putin has just done is not only is he flying incursions into European airspace, they are also moving missiles into Belarus. We are going to see an attack upon NATO. I don't think there's any question whatsoever. Trump has thrown his hands up. He was asked in a press conference yesterday after his United Nations great speech that we will talk about. And Mr. President, do you think that Russian planes flying into EU airspace should be shot down? And he had a one-word answer, yes. He doubled down and he's given up on the whole situation, and our media is not covering this properly. Of course, what else is new? He doubled down and said, we're going to help Ukraine regain their lost territory. Article 5 of the NATO agreement says an attack upon one is an attack upon all. And what we're looking at right now is a declaration by Trump. He fully intends to follow Article 5. We will be at war with Russia. Putin can't back down because of the pressure from the Russian oligarchs. He has limited time to act for the reasons we've said. He has huge manpower issues. He has infrastructure issues. He has resource issues. Trump is going to go after, and this is the stupidity of NATO. I mean, sheer European-based stupidity. They're getting ready to go to war, and they've advocated for war inside NATO with Russia. Direct involvement. If that's not bad enough, they're buying, at least in Germany's case, $1 billion a month of Russian oil, helping them keep their war effort going. And that tells me this is a banker's war. And there's an old saying, all wars are banker's wars. Well, that looks like it could be true here. Because why would you supply your enemy with the one resource that they can't fight without? Who actually benefits? It sure isn't the people. They're going to go to their deaths by the millions. It sure isn't even some of the leaders whose countries will cease to exist. It's the banks. You loan the money for the buildup. You keep the war going by loaning more money, and then you make money on the cleanup from the war. It's always the same story in major conflicts. You've got France, Germany, Britain, Poland, and Hungary buying Russian oil. Trump said, I'm going to sanction you. We're going to have secondary sanctions on European nations who are buying Russian oil. This is the height of stupidity. NATO deserves to lose because of their hypocrisy, their lack of unity. Russia cannot absorb secondary sanctions if they are effective and continue to fight. And I've been saying it now for about 2 weeks. Russia's approaching its Battle of the Bulge moment. Most people didn't quite grasp what I was saying when I said this before. Just like Hitler threw everything into one last battle, almost won, this is what Russia is preparing to do. And there won't be any warning. We will wake up one morning and we'll be in a full-fledged war. Will Putin strike at the United States? I would have said no 3 or 4 days ago. But after Trump's comments yesterday, which was a declaration of war, we're going to help Ukraine regain lost territory. And yes, we should shoot down Russian planes that violate European airspace. I don't see how Putin could ignore the American threat with their submarine-based ballistic ICBM missiles. And I'm waiting to see how many people now are going to come out from the military, ex-military, and say the same thing I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, you better prep. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Because supplies, assuming we can survive, supplies will be in short supply. Now is the time. I don't know that we can see it any other way. And like I said, 3 or 4 days ago, I'd have been saying, no, U.S. won't be directly involved in the war. Since we're going to attack at the heart of the Russian war machine, oil, Putin can't ignore us any longer. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and the left is listening, one insane mind at a time. I still can't get over the fact that you're defending what happened to Charlie Kirk. And anyone in Congress that does that is not worthy of being in that body. But we're not about that in this particular segment. What we want to talk about is the fact that we have a major cover-up going on in Congress. And I have the solution if people want to step up. I actually do have a solution. Stay tuned until the end. You're going to want to hear it. We are brought to you by Ageless Multicollagen. This is by BioTrust, and they research what they do. Unlike most collagen replacement products, this works. And this works because of the science and because they give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Briefly, the science. You've lost half your collagen by the time you're in middle age. What happens is that your hair starts falling out, greater regularity, you have more wrinkles, your joints hurt, muscles aren't elastic, you lose energy. Sex drive, libido, well, that's affected too. This puts the collagen back into your system with a five-in-one approach, five collagens into one. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and begins to replace lost collagen. With that 60-day money-back guarantee, you can be certain that you're either going to be satisfied or get your money back. And I know of no one that's asked for their money back. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. We have, I just can't believe this. Alex Acosta, a notorious figure with Epstein connections. Now, I'm not alleging that he has broken any laws, although it's possible. I'm not alleging he's involved in anything nefarious, but there's a reason why Congress wanted to interview him about the Epstein list. And I just want to really dispel a story here. When I interviewed Nick Bryant, that is up on our podcast and radio, soon to be on our TV show at the commonsenseshow.tv. But when I interviewed Nick, and he's the expert on these kinds of crimes and has been for a long, long time. I first interviewed Nick 15 years ago. And what he said, I think, is important to consider before I get into the Alex Acosta congressional faux pas that's embarrassing the country. But Nick said there's not a list per se. It's not like a laundry list. Okay, we got client number one and had inappropriate relationships with a 12-year-old girl. Okay, there's not a list like that. It exists, but it's a business list. It's a list of transactions, travel patterns, length of stay at Epstein Island, things like this. That this is what we mean by the list. So it's not a laundry list and client number one or criminal number two. Not that at all. Now, with knowledge about the Epstein list, Alex Acosta was brought into Congress. So on one hand, we should be thanking Congress for doing the right thing, protecting children. And I'm going to step aside and make a statement about America. A nation is judged by how it treats its most vulnerable populations. There's very few populations that are more vulnerable than children. And if we're not willing to step up and defend children from further abuse and punish the evildoers who've abused children, then we're not worth much as a country. And people would argue we don't even deserve to survive as a country if we tolerate this behavior, if it's within our ability to investigate, indict, and sentence perpetrators. I don't know how far this would go because we haven't done it. And I'm not confident that Congress is going to do anything to further the agenda. I think they're grandstanding. Oh, hey, we're looking at the Epstein situation. But we can't let you, the public, know what's going on. So we have to bring in someone controversial like Alex Acosta and interview him in closed door, secret questioning. Is this what we elect Congress to do? Is to participate in the potential cover up of potential crimes against children? Because that's exactly how I see this. This should be television coverage. You're on the spot, Acosta. You're under oath. You lie to Congress. You can go to jail. And we want to start opening up Pandora's box here and find out what's really happened and what we're going to do to fix it. And unless we're willing to do that, what are we worth? Now, I said I had a solution, and I do. The people running Congress now, a slim majority, they are compromised. Many of them are rhinos, which means they're really technically Democrats. Murkowski, these people, House, Senate, take your pick. We have lots of rhinos. They take money from foreign entities, whether it's Israel or China or NATO or whoever, whatever interest is there. And then we have the dual citizenship issue that I've addressed. You should never be a dual citizen and be allowed to be in Congress. You're either an American or go enjoy your dual citizenship, but we're not going to take the chance that you have divided loyalties. We've talked about that. Now, to the point, I want to know exactly what Alex Acosta said. Are we little children that don't or are not entitled to know the truth? And who pays for this? Well, you and I pay for this. We're paying for the hearings that you don't have the right to know what's going on. This isn't an FBI investigation. This is the People's House that's conducting an investigation, and it should be done in plain sight. Now, I understand if it gets turned over to the DOJ and the FBI, they can't tell you every step that they're taking or compromise what they're doing. That is not true here. So what are they covering up? Gee, any potential congressional members that might be affiliated with Epstein? That's the first thing that comes to my mind, and it's what everyone should be wondering. My solution? Too many rhinos. Now, the Democratic Party, and I don't think we even need to go any further than their public statements about Charlie Kirk and he basically got what he deserved. I think they need to be all unelected. That can happen in the general election. But what about the rhinos that we have? This is why I'm going to revisit an idea that I've had for years. Toss them all, as in get the website, I'll help provide the information, tossthemall.com. Now, there are people in Congress worthy of being reelected. There are people in the Senate that are worthy of being reelected. There's only one Democrat, in my humble opinion, from my persuasion, that thinks that they should be reelected, and that's Fetterman. You went, Dave, you're recommending a Democrat? Yes, I am. John Fetterman, I don't agree with a lot of his views. He's shown himself to be honorable, have common sense, and see the other side, and is not engaged in hostile name calling. He's engaged in compromise, intelligent debate, and exchange. He's the only Democrat that voted for the temporary funding that failed in the Senate. Failed by 16 votes because they needed 60, they got 44. Fetterman was the lone Democrat that voted for it. He's reasonable. I can live with that. The rest of them need to go in the general election. Now, in the primary election, who gets to be on the ballot versus a Democrat? The primary is where we need to take out the rhinos. And I'm happy to help people put together information and saying, here is the political history of this person and their voting record and who they take money from. And I'll tell you one thing right now. If you've taken money from China, which has sworn in their last four defense ministers to wipe America off the face of the earth and take our natural resources. That's their national policy. If you know of people who have done that, we need to expose it through public records. They have to disclose it. If they haven't, they're guilty of a crime. And then we target them for an election in the primary. We'd be better off with Joe the bus driver, and nothing wrong with bus driving. But they don't think of a bus driver going into the House or the Senate. We'd be better off with an usher in a Major League Baseball game representing the people because he lives the same struggles as we do. And they're not going in owned by insider trading that they get to do, but we go to jail if we do it. They don't get to retire with full benefits after 4 years. Are you kidding me? Where else do you get to do this in America? The system needs to be turned upside down. We need term limits, but first we got to get rid of the rhinos that would vote against congressional reform that would return the power over our representatives that are elected by us to us, rather than the corporations or foreign nations making donations. No, no more. We need the toss them all movement. Who's going to step up, take the lead? You get to be the chairman, and it can be toss them all with in support of turning point policies. I mean, I don't care how you categorize it or how you catalog the index of it, but we need to get rid of the rhinos. And I'm telling you right now, it's probably 85, 90% of the House. Oh, well, they talk a good game. We're doing an investigation. But you don't have the right to know. Really? Well, then you don't have the right to sit in that seat. Stop hiding the truth from the American people. We want to know who, what, where, when, and why, and then we want justice. And it's righteous revenge using the legal system to do it. You commit a crime, you go to prison. You cover up the crime, you go to prison. And right now, we have a congressional cover-up that's officially sanctioned to be a closed-door meeting with Alex Acosta. Do you know about Alex Acosta? Sentenced Epstein to the lightest sentence possible when he was busted in Florida for his nefarious crimes. And then he ends up serving in our government. How does that happen? I want to know. Why does he get protection? Enough of the rant. Who's going to help me with the toss them all movement? I don't say 100%. Toss them all is a euphemism, but I'm saying the majority of the GOP in the House and Senate need to be gone because they are not servants of the people. They go there to cash in and they have agendas. And when you're doing the kind of thing they're doing behind closed doors, my first question is, who are they protecting? Are you tired of it? Well, let's step up and do something about it. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Sign up for our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com and click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner. Put in your email. No, we don't sell your data ever. And you'll get an email with everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. We do multiple publications a day. It's time released to go out over the course of the day. And it's tough to keep coming back. Here you get it all delivered in one fell swoop. It's free, and over 50,000 people are doing it. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us. The Democrats claim that they love free speech and that Trump, the authoritarian, is blocking their free speech. He took Jimmy Kimmel off the air, but justice triumphed. But now, in the aftermath, something else is happening that shows just how much the left, the Democrats, do not respect nor want the First Amendment. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, I want you to get what I had. This is the immune system booster of all time. It doesn't cure anything, but this NanoSoma liquid spray taken five sprays a day, one time a day. This is absolutely the answer to boosting your immune system. I'm living proof, emphasis on the word living. Want to know more? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have an interesting dilemma in our media. I believe the FCC chair acted inappropriately when they advocated for going after ABC's license if Jimmy Kimmel wasn't taken down. That wasn't the reason that they took Jimmy Kimmel down. It's now been proven by recent actions. And this is really quite remarkable when you look at it. Next star and, what is the other term here? Nexstar and Sinclair. Two corporations that own many ABC affiliates said at the same day as the FCC threat that they weren't going to run Kimmel because of the backlash from the public. Didn't say from the government. They said from the public. So they said this just isn't good business. That forced ABC to back up and say, well, do we really want to lose $6 to $10 million a week in ad revenue that would result from this? Well, ABC stepped back and said, well, I think we might be able to boost Jimmy's ratings by making him a media martyr. That period is over. He's been martyred in the media, so to speak, metaphorically speaking. And now we're looking at the ratings should be up for the first few days. We'll get a boost. Maybe people will stay. And on his first show, he had the governor of California on who cussed on live TV, something that used to get shows taken off the air. But anyway, that aside, when we take a look at what's happened since, it shows you how repressive the Democrats are and how much they hate free speech. It's free speech when Jimmy Kimmel wants it. And we have to put it on Trump and not even look at these two corporations that was said, hey, we're not carrying a show. Now, in the aftermath, these two corporations with a wide reach of ABC affiliates have said, we don't care what ABC just did at the network level. We're not airing this show because of the backlash that we will get from our viewers. They don't want to see it. We're not going to force them to see it. We're going to do alternative program. Now, is that not their right to carry whatever show they want? They don't want Kimmel. They want something else. Isn't that their free speech right? No one's making them do this. The FCC and Donald Trump did not threaten these two corporations. They've arrived at this decision totally on their own based on their market survey and the impact on revenue and viewership. But that's not good enough. They don't have the right to decide their version of free speech and what they will air on their networks that they pay for. Now the Democrats, led by Elizabeth Warren, have launched an investigation into these two corporations, trying to make their lives miserable, cost them money with legal fees, all for exercising their right to free speech to air whatever programming they want. This isn't coercion from Trump. This is repression and attempted interference with free speech rights from the Democrats led by Elizabeth Warren. Folks, it's all on display for you to see who respects the Constitution, who does not. And Jimmy Kimmel, I understand, I won't watch his show, but he came on and he said Trump thought he could keep me off the air. Trump had nothing to do with this. It was your own affiliates that didn't want you, Jimmy Kimmel, because of your reprehensible and untrue statements. Now, these two corporations have said we'd consider carrying Jimmy Kimmel if he apologizes. I'm sorry. I don't want the I'm sorry insincere nonsense. I want the I lied on the air that MAGA killed Charlie Kirk. And that's effectively what he said. And until he admits he lied, that should not be considered to be a valid apology. And he did lie. You know, I don't want to go down the conspiratorial path of Charlie's death. I want to take the death and turn it into something meaningful that'll help young people embrace the First Amendment, feel like they can engage and tell the truth without repercussion. That's my mission here. But I will tell you, the circumstances now that are coming out about Charlie's killing, well, I'm scratching my head in wonderment and amazement. And, you know, not to toot my own horn, but 30 years of the Kennedy assassination and also looking at Bobby and Martin Luther King, I have a pretty good idea how these patterns happen, how they go down. I was good friends with Jim Mars. I've interviewed, I think, the current expert Jim DiEugenio, who testified before Congress. I've interviewed Jim three times. He's good at what he does. But I have a pretty clear understanding of how these things typically go down, how they get covered up, mostly how they get carried out. And I'm telling you, you need to listen to what I'm telling you here. I don't want to enter into a parlor discussion of forensics, but I'm not going to have to. It's already out there. It's already out there. I'm going to have to gather my thoughts at some point in time and decide how I'm going to respond to this. But you're not getting the full version. I don't even know how much of the truth you're getting. And that leads me to wonder, why is the DOJ potentially compromised? Is there a bigger game being played? I don't know the answer to that question, but I will tell you that question is now popping up in people's minds. We don't have the truth, but I don't know how well it serves Charlie Kirk and his mission to go down the JFK rabbit hole, so to speak. We need to turn this into a dynamic, uncompromising organization that grows exponentially, 10x growth. And then we need to channel that towards bringing people to two things: the Bill of Rights, particularly free speech, and Jesus Christ. I think that should be our mission. But I will tell you, the conspiratorial trail is outside my control. Even if I don't think it's really useful to go there, people are going to do it. And I will tell you, as the evidence comes out, and having been down this path with JFK, millions of minds are going to be changed. We went, and I just want to reflect on this for a second here. The term conspiracy theorist was started by the CIA and is well known, well admitted, been books written about this. And it started in about 1967 when people began to question the Warren Report 3 years after it was published. People said, this doesn't make any sense. How could you do this when that happened? And gee, what about the all the, and they started at, people started asking questions. Jim Mars, shortly after that, taught the first class on the Kennedy assassination in a university, and he did so at the University of Texas. And from there, questioning began to spread. And what we look at now is we have a pretty good idea about what happened. I have a real good idea of what happened. I'm just not permitted to say it here. The reality is that we're going to end up in the same place with Charlie Kirk because if, let's put it this way, the modern technology that we have available to us was there at Dealey Plaza in November of 1963, this issue would have been decided by 1964. The technology is affecting what's going on. Wow, we live in interesting times, but do not let the parlor game of assassination forensics changed Charlie's mission. We need to keep our nose true to the direction that we want to go. Charlie has endowed us, and he has left behind an organization that can truly be a rallying point for young people in America. And this, after all, is the future of our country. And yes, I am one of these people, and I have worked in three institutions of higher learning in various capacities. And I will tell you, today, two of the three are illegitimate conveyors of bad messaging designed to propagandize the youth politically. And so the allegations that you hear, I have seen it firsthand. And it's only gotten worse since I have left. And independent thinking, conservative thinking, and most of all, God is not welcome in two of the three institutions that I was a part of. And let me remind you of one thing. The Democrats took God out of their party platform. And I think that's all you need to know. Check out our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. People love it. You'll love it. And people say, wow, this is really good stuff. Yeah, the HIP series, wildly popular. And plus, we have our interviews and, well, our political analysis. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Check it out today. We'll see you over there.